Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Fireman Jim.
Good morning.
Oh, we started the show with that, really? Good morning. Have you seen the news?
I don't watch the news anymore. I
right
really
after
don't.
The good morning part is always, well, what's happening today? Yeah. It's always something.
Stay away from the news.
Yeah.
There was an obit that Brian read earlier.
I saw that. I did see that.
The kids are glad she's dead.
Wow.
She abandoned her family. Yeah.
That was bad.
They went through the lowlights of her life. But maybe she was a bad person.
All right.
Real possibilities for a holiday horror story. Like, I'll never forget when Mom, got pregnant from Uncle Jim and abandoned us.
So nobody else could write her obit. I guess it goes to the next of kin.
We're doing vacation stories this year.
Right.
We're going to start reading them on Monday. There might be one where, Mom gets pregnant at a KOA from some stranger,
sure.
Three tenths over.
That's what you're hoping for.
No.
Entertaining stories like that.
No. Dad goes looking for Mom, finds her naked, three campers away, something like that.
Well,
the drive home is very quiet.
That would be an awkward drive, I think.
I don't remember a story where someone sent in really great things that happened.
No, we don't want
it was the best vacation of my life, or the best Christmas, or the best,
And to this day, I cherish that moment.
The conclusion sentence always just wraps it all up real nicely.
Well, gosh, Fireman Jim. We were so used to having the Brewers win series, and they had a great May, best May in the history of the team, that now that they've lost 3 out of 4.
And back-to-back.
I'm kind of like, boy, what's wrong with our baseball team? But it's a long season, and there are ebbs and flows. And
they faced the Cy Young winner last night. I mean, the guy was lights out.
Did we see him last time we played the Indians?
Remember, who hit the home run?
Because we beat him.
I forgot. And the relief pitcher, and I forgot his name.
Right.
Suter hit the home run.
Suter hit the homer, right. It's the first time anybody's ever. What was that? That a pitcher has hit a home run off a Cy Young winner?
Yeah, that was crazy. That's some crazy stat. But he was being himself.
How long has baseball been around?
1880 something.
Oh, I think it's 18 years. I thought that's close.
1880s.
I can't believe we can still have firsts in this game. So many games are played in the majors every single day, and then you think of all of them over the over time, and it's the first time that's ever happened.
I wonder how accurate the stats were from the 1800s and the early 1900s. I mean,
were they wearing throwbacks last night? Speaking of early baseball,
I don't.
Some pictures from last night's game?
No, from the White Sox game.
That White Sox series, I hated those uniforms that both teams were wearing.
You like the powder blues?
I'm past them. Our uniform now is way better.
Well, but back then that was the top notch. I still like that uniform.
I had that.
It brings back memories of '82.
Yeah,
that's
probably why.
Elastic waistbands.
Probably why. Bad. I'm not very comfortable to wear, but they lost 2 in a row.
You're not worried?
I'm not worried. It's the first time since April?
Well, we haven't gotten killed. I mean, I didn't like losing to the White Sox, who are a struggling franchise.
Yeah, they are.
I thought going into Chicago, win 2 out of 3, probably get 3 out of 3.
You're right.
That's what
you expect. Now, that's good to expect that. There's nothing wrong with this, man. That means because we're a first place team, let's expect that from them. Mm-hmm. And they'll come back around.
But our trips to Chicago this year have not gone well, no matter if it's north side or south side. We've got 1 win and 7 tries
so
far.
Right. Well, and that's what's coming up. They're coming here next week. I mean, we go to Philly next, and then the Cubs come here. And that's the last time we were struggling was when they swept us 4 straight.
Right.
So. Time for a little payback.
And this is the first time they've lost back-to-back games since that series with the Cubs when they lost 4 in a row.
Right, so I'm looking forward to that series. I'm going to go to a couple of those games.
Hope you're saying that next Tuesday. Boy, I was really looking forward to that.
I will be. I'm very confident. Hey, trivia question for you. What was the Brewers' first ever draft pick? Since the draft just happened a couple days ago, it's in motion right
first
now.
First ever?
First ever Brewer draft pick.
Do you know the name, or is it just some kind of?
You'll know. You'll know for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think I did this yesterday. Only it was question. The last time the Brewers picked 21st in the draft, they took a shortstop.
Yep.
Who was it?
Right.
And Rock and Brian said, "Oh, Robin Yount."
Good guess, but wrong.
Gorman Thomas.
Yeah. Yes. In fact, they haven't taken a shortstop since I think '87, and they're picking shortstops. No, Billy Spiers.
Billy Spiers. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's shortstops they've picked throughout the history of the Brewers: Yount, Molitor, Dale Swaim, Sheffield, Spiers. All contributor to the Brewers.
If Dale Swain wouldn't have broke his leg in that collision with Darrell Hamilton, he was going to be our longtime shortstop.
Yeah, he was good. Up until then, then he became a journeyman. But
even though he hated our infield, he used to complain about
that.
He complained about our infield daily to who was the groundskeeper, Harry Gill. It was too unpredictable or too choppy or too hard or something like that. Yeah, he hated the infield at County Stadium. But I hated County Stadium, so that includes the infield. So that puts me in Dale's camp, right?
Right. Well, I was at a game where Billy Sparrows was playing right field, and a Milwaukee fan jumped out of the stands and tackled him at County Stadium. Look it up. I was at that game. Like, there was a fan in the field. And he's attacking Billy Spiers.
We were.
Was that a family vendetta? Or
I
was
don't
he
know.
Just drunk.
I think it was just drunk.
Okay, here's our Billy Spiers story. We're at spring training one day. This is years ago. Billy Spiers is on the team,
right?
And we're sitting in one of our hotel rooms. This is back when we were at the Dobson Ranch, and the Brewers, 80% of the Brewers were at the Dobson Ranch, and before they all started getting condos, they all stayed at the hotel.
Right.
And then the pool would be full of Brewers at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You get to hang out and you get to talk with the Brewers. It was really, it was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of fun if you're a baseball fan. So anyway, one night, 7, 8 o'clock, we're sitting, I think it was Brian's room at the hotel. We've got the curtains open and the doors open and we're watching a movie. And Billy Spiers comes walking into the room in uniform.
What? It's like a sitcom.
Yeah, Billy Spiers walks in to ask what we're watching and we're like, what? Why are you in your uniform? Why are you here in your uniform? And he goes, we got rained out. The bus just brought us all back here. They didn't even go back to the ballpark. They just brought him back to the hotel.
And he walks in your room.
He was headed to his room, and he saw we're all sitting in there. You know, this is – keep in mind, we're all about the same age then. So
see him just taking a rod and reel and going fishing somewhere.
All the time.
In a
I got a secondary Billy Spiers story. I'm at Victor's on a Wednesday night back in the 80s. And here come, I'm about to leave. And all of a sudden, here come all like Sheffield, Spiers, Teddy Higuera, Glenn Braggs all come walking. I'm like, well, I'm going to stay for a while now.
Hey, who's who?
I go, Greg Vaughn came in, and Billy Spiers is a rook. And he's like, and we're talking, he starts talking to us. He's like, hey, where should I move? I'm new to Milwaukee. Where should I move to? And we're like, go here, there.
Sure.
We had a conversation. Then Greg Vaughn boss a shot. Yeah, it was a good night. Teddy Higuera was trying to mac on all the ladies in Spanish. He couldn't speak a lick of English. And one of my most memorable nights at Victor's ever, when all the Brewers showed up. There, any more Billy Spiers stories? Anyone?
You can probably walk in there and see a scene much like that.
Probably right today, exactly.
That people have aged 20 years.
Nope, that place hasn't changed much, I'm sure. So, you know, baseball draft is not as significant as basketball or football. You know, if you look at our last 10 years of picks, I don't think one has made a big impact on the Brewers. So it's a hit or miss draft. The last Brewer first rounder
draft choices wind up getting sent to the minors to cook for a while, and then
hope that maybe they work their way up in what 3 to 4 years,
three to 5 years, and then if not, you either they get traded. I mean, there are a lot of trades going on. So I mean, but you look at their last 10 years, even on other teams, they really haven't seen Brett Lowry play for the Blue Jays a little bit. Our last significant pick was Ryan Braun in 2005. I mean, it's been that long.
That was our last
significant first-round pick, Ryan Braun. So
how do you feel about this kid that we grabbed in the first round this time? Because they're saying he could have been the first pick that long ago.
Right. They took their first three picks were all high school kids, so that's even harder to predict. I mean, it's not like LeBron coming out of high school. These are just young kids. They're showing a lot of power and flash in high school games.
Should we be happy that they're high school picks? Because – that seems like it's a longer development. And
longer
there's no
development,
rush to get them up.
Right?
Like we've got some talent.
You can develop him. You can get him in rookie ball right away and coach him the major league way. I mean, let's face it; these kids that are coming up through high school now have been coached since they were 5 years old. So I mean, they know baseball. It's not like when we were 5 to 10 year olds just running around our blue jeans and playing wiffle ball.
We're not going to know anything about this draft for 4 to 5 years, right?
Most likely, four or five years. Most likely. But a lefty, power-hitting shortstop, got good range. You know, then we took two outfielders that got some flash and power. So,
But Fireman Jim, I want to win now.
They are winning now.
They are, yeah.
They're winning right now. So it's good to build that farm system up because that's what you use for, you know, trading for veterans or, to, you know, if you're in a rebuild year. We had the rebuild already. Now we're back to being, you know, a contender.
All right, so no need to panic because we've lost back-to-back games.
This, no way.
This hasn't been a really good road trip to this point.
Of course,
only one
the pitcher they're facing today struck out 14 Brewers last time he faced us and pitched a complete game. But that's
Jim,
in the past.
Just, I'm still waiting for the wheels to just fall off. I'm just so...
Let's face it.
They're immune to being optimistic. It's like, okay.
They're gonna have a losing streak this year. They're gonna lose maybe three or four in a row.
Boy.
It's gonna happen.
Okay.
But as long as you compile, you know, put that along with a couple winning streaks.
Three or four.
These are 13 games above 500.
Can probably handle that, but it's when it stretches into a week and
I'm not even concerned about a winning streak. I just win series.
If they win series. Let's say they played 500 ball, and that's I'm being totally pessimistic, but they would still be in the playoffs with their 13 games over 500 right now. But that's not going to happen. They're gonna like Bob said, win series.
Yeah, win series. That's the key.
That is the key.
What's new at the Rock, Fireman Jim?
Food truck start this Thursday.
Tomorrow
is Thursday.
Yes.
It's
the first food truck night out at the Rock.
So exciting day at the Rock. We have our Ballpark Commons Stadium groundbreaking ceremony. They're going to be pitching dirt with the ceremonial shovels and hard hats on.
Are they gold?
I hope they are.
Are you going to have them framed?
Of course we are.
All right.
I don't think I'm part of that, but I'll be there. They're going to break ground for the new stadium coming and then food truck rally Thursday night.
How many trucks tomorrow night, Fireman Jim?
We got 11 or 12.
11, okay.
Yeah, weather's supposed to be decent now, I heard.
Plenty of choices.
And then we have Crossfire playing on Saturday night. So lots of stuff going on at the Rock. I know you guys are going to be showing up soon. We'll have a little food truck rally party.
I love food truck night
here.
Out at the Rock, Fireman Jim.
Love
Always
it.
Good to see you, Fireman
Bob
Jim.
And Brian.